Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. We're heard on this station, if you're a new listener, Monday through Friday, every day at the same time. I'm so glad you joined me, and I have a message the Lord has stirred my heart with about our need for renewal. Beloved, we are in enemy territory. We're in the world. We're not of it, but we are definitely in the world. And beloved, I'm on this broadcast because I want all of us to keep our hearts and minds and our eyes stayed upon the Lord, what He's doing. There are terrible things that are happening. If you can't listen to the evening news or whenever you might listen to the news without your heart being deeply affected by the violence and the crime and the international crises that are occurring in so many nations. The Middle East is a tinderbox. The economy is near collapse. Now, we have not been a prophetic ministry in terms of as many ministries that God has anointed to study and to research the Word of God regarding end time scenarios. But beloved, I am aware. It's just that God has not called me to share these things with you, but rather to focus on the Word of the Lord, because we do, you know, it's wonderful to hear, you know, where the Antichrist may emerge from, how the New World Order is finally going to get things all in place. But you know what really matters? Whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, and there are many, many very scholarly ministers that believe in each of these positions. I will never forget a quote I heard years ago from a dear sister in the Lord, Iverna Sister Tompkins. She's the sister of Judson Cornwall. And when asked her view in terms of the end times, she always said, "It's whatever preacher I heard last." And there's certainly some truth to that. The importance is that we have our hearts stayed on the Lord. The days are evil. The time is short. And we need to redeem the time. And we need to make sure that our individual hearts are upright and honest, and we are clean before the Lord, that we've appropriated the blood of Jesus. Because regardless, whoever is right, the fact of the matter is, Jesus said He would come at a day and an hour in which we didn't expect. Now, we can know the seasons. The important thing is that we are ready. And not only that, we're doing all that we can to get our house in order, our personal lives, but also to do all that we can on behalf of family and loved ones and friends and extended relationships that we have and friends and family. That's what God wants us to do, and also to obey Him in terms of whatever ministry He has given us. And you might say, "Well, Sister Glass, I don't have a ministry." Well, yes, you do. We are all able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. You might be in your 80s. You might be very limited in terms of where you can go, or you might even be homebound. But some of the greatest works that have ever been done, I believe, are those by intercessors that have been weakened in body through sickness or in the infirmity of age, and they have prayed the works of God, the miracles of God forth. You know, just recently, I haven't even gotten to my message yet, but recently I read a book on the life of Mrs. Charles Kalman, and the last 6 years of her husband Charles' life, he was very, very ill. And while he could not do the exploits that they had done together, they were really pioneers in the missionary field. They were years in Japan and evangelized every home. I mean, much of modern missions takes their strategy, if you will, from the innovations and from the faith-filled efforts that this couple did in the country of Japan. But in those last 6 years of his life, and his wife was caregiver, he could not accomplish the things that he used to. He couldn't go out. He couldn't go back to the land, but he spent hours and hours in prayer. And as I read the biography of his wife, Mrs. Charles Coleman, and she wrote, you may be familiar with the devotional, Streams in the Desert, that she saw repeatedly through her lengthy life and great exploits. She carried on in a marvelous way her husband's work, but she saw the fulfillment of many of those prayers that her husband had prayed. So the fact that you're in your 80s or maybe 90s, you may be even bedfast, or you may be in prison. A lot of prisoners write me. That does not limit your freedom in Christ. You can pray on the phone, the contacts you have. You can be a wonderful ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just want to encourage you. As I'm getting up in years, and many of you see in partners, they've stayed with me all these decades. When Brother Glass first started in 65, some in the 70s they came. I mean, they're still on the mailing list. We're still in contact. That, times have changed a great deal. And even though our physical bodies may be getting older, yet there is a wisdom, there's an anointing. And you know what, beloved? I'm speaking to those up in years right now. Your body may be getting older, but your spirit and your soul does not age. I'll never forget. We used to have Brother Ralph Anderson come, who was marvelously healed in a Catherine Kuhlman crusade. And he was retarded. He had a defective heart, lungs. So many things were wrong with him. Was confined to a wheelchair. And he said, when God miraculously healed him, he said that the spirit is not retarded. So, beloved, our inner man is young and youthful in the spirit. But, beloved, we can get worn down, and that. At least I should make some attempt to get to the message. I want to talk about our need for renewal. And I want to share that wonderful passage found in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And frequently, I don't know about you, when we hear that scripture, we think about someone who's just newly been born again, given their heart to the life and their life to the Lord. But beloved, I believe that scripture is valid and should be operational in every day of our Christian walk, because we need renewal. The old man has been done away with through the atonement of Jesus Christ, the power of that old man. But we have to make an effort to mortify, as Paul says, the deeds of the body, to put them to death. Because as Paul said, and if you walk with the Lord even a short length of time, I'm sure you've found there is a struggle between the spirit man and the flesh man. And by the flesh man, I'm referring not just to our physical body and the appetites of that physical body, but also the soul, the things that would attract, pride and power and fame, the desire for things, all the things that the soul has been influenced by the things of the world. Beloved, we need renewal. Now, let me share the very definition of what it means, according to Webster, to be renewed. Well, the first definition is to make like new, okay? And to restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection. So to make it something new, to restore to freshness, vigor, or perfection. And the second meaning is to make new spiritually, to regenerate, to be formed again, to change radically and for the better. Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. Well, you cannot live in this world with the battles, the trials that we face. And sometimes it seems like the closer you get to the Lord, the more intense the battles. And why would that be? because the Lord is gracious and long-suffering. Whatever you're going through right now, beloved, brother, sister, what does the Word say? That He will not allow us to be tested above what we are able. In other words, He will not send us something to break us, to destroy us. Oh, I know, believe me, sometimes I've been there. I didn't think I was going to make it. I felt like I was at the breaking point. But that's our feelings. That's how we feel. He is ever ready to give strength if we, He's a very present help in the time of trouble. One of my favorite scriptures, because we can get in trouble so often. So we are, as you know, as it says in Thessalonians, a threefold entity, a threefold being. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. A spirit is the inner man that lives forever. We know what our physical body is. It's this fleshly tabernacle we dwell in. And our soul also dwells in that body. It's our will, our emotions, and the things of our soul, our emotions. So, beloved, now let's take a little bit of time to look at what one of our first duties is according to Ephesians 4:23-24, and that is to be renewed and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 23 and 24. And this is our Christian duty. This isn't a suggestion, but it's a command. It's in the imperative. And so, beloved, what we're going to do the remainder of this week, Lord willing, is we're going to look at four ways of scriptural renewal. We're going to look at the renewal of the mind, renewal of our strength, and then renewal of the inner man or heart, and then renewal of the Lord's work. Those are four different areas where the Word of God talks about renewal, and we're going to study those together and learn about them if you'll join me tomorrow at this same time. But the clock is telling me it's time for me to say goodbye for today. The announcer will give you our contact information, and if you have prayer needs, I just love to hear from members of my spiritual family, whether they've been with me for decades or if they're a new person. I welcome you to write. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. Is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.